Coming soon to theaters, a new vision of terror in 100 Acre Wood.
We should be close now.
We're not going to find them.
We will. Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, we were friends for many years, and they're out there.
That's the trailer for an upcoming movie called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Cass A.A. Milne's beloved characters as monsters on the hunt for Christopher Robin, who's abandoned them. Now, this movie can be created without a lawsuit from the Milne estate because Winnie the Pooh has lapsed into the public domain. Copyright protections generally only last for 95 years in the U.S., so any work published before 1927 can be reimagined, if you please, performed, rewritten, twisted however anyone pleases, Tigger be damned. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey got us thinking about some other movies, books, TV shows, and musicals that were made once copyright protections ended, like Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
A woman must have a thorough knowledge of singing, dancing, and the art of war.
There's also Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters. Also, Gregory Maguire's Wicked book series exploring Oz before Dorothy Gale. It began in 1995 and became the basis for the hit musical Wicked.
It's time to try defying gravity.
We asked Margaret H. Willison, a writer and podcaster with Not Sorry Productions, for some of her favorite works based on things in the public domain.
I would be remiss if I did not start with the all-time classic teen comedy 10 Things I Hate About You, which is one of the weird boomlet of Shakespeare-based teen movies that came out in the late 90s. There are the ones you know you remember, but then there are the ones you've definitely forgotten, like Get Over It, starring Kirsten Dunst, Ben Foster, and Sisko, which is an adaptation of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Once, Burke Lander's life was a high school senior's dream.
This would all be perfect if it weren't for...
You had a dance.
Ouch.
Another author with a rich collection of teen movies, Jane Austen.
Ew! Get off of me! Ugh, as if!
Including Clueless, starring Alicia Silverstone.
The way that it takes the fine social observations and petty drama that Jane Austen made an entire career out of and shifts them so perfectly to this different milieu and the way that it shows how indelible these character types are.
Other popular characters, Dracula, of course, has been featured and staked in the TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer. As for Sherlock Holmes, Margaret H. Willison says there's the CBS show Elementary with Johnny Lee Miller and Lucy Liu.
And its initial kernel is starting with understanding Sherlock Holmes as an addict.
And for books, Margaret Willison recommends The Air Affair by Jasper Ford. It follows a hyperliterate society and detective on the trail.
A supervillain has created a machine that lets him step into books and kidnap people out of them. And he kidnaps Jane Eyre out of Jane Eyre.
Out of thin air. Get it? Currently, all works before 1927 are in the public domain, but what might be next? William Faulkner's The Sound and the Fury meets The Fast and Furious? Ernest Hemingway's A Farewell to Arms and Legs? Ha ha ha!